especially Haitians, in the country, snatching ducks, cats, geese, dogs off the streets and cities in this country, in Ohio, and eating them. Well, this is now has been a topic for 2 days. And guess what? Now Muir is eating, he's eating his own words, because now this is the talk. And not only do the people of this country, especially, I have friends that listen to the mainstream media. They've never heard of what's happening in Ohio or elsewhere with these Haitians. So they're a little bit shocked. They don't believe it. They don't know what to think. You know, out of the Gateway Pundit, there were these memes, reports of cats bird-eating Haitian immigrants in Ohio. This is causing the liberals to lose their minds. So Muir is eating crow while everybody else is eating ducks and cats and dogs and geese. But there is a photo, Columbus, Ohio, a black man, Haitian, walking down the street with a goose in his hand, head down. So there, from this point on, there are many memes that have come out. One shows Trump surrounded by cats, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8 cats. He's holding one. They're all looking at the camera. Another one is protect our ducks and kittens in Ohio, with Trump in the water with a cat in his left arm and a duck in his right, hugging them both. There's another one where he is speaking to the audience. He's saying, I am your voice, I am your warrior, I am your justice, I am your retribution, and there are cats sitting behind him. Ducks and cats, they know who will protect them and not let them become food, the food of Kamala's Haitian friends. Pretty quick. Shows another little photo of a meme of a little duck and a kitten sitting side by side with Elon Musk. He's the one that put it out. And his caption is, save them. Save the ducks and save the little cats, the kittens. Then you have the one where, you know, Chuck Schumer, old Chucky Schumer, he's been a great proponent of allowing not only Haitians, but people from El Salvador, Colombia, Venezuela, from Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. And there's one by Captain Sue out of San Diego. He says, and here there is the picture of Chucky's. He has a food truck in the background, Chucky's, and he's got a barbecue grill. It's open, and there's a cat sleeping on the grill, lying on the grill with a cheap piece of cheese over its back. And it said, don't miss out on Chucky's Haitian barbecue. Don't miss out on Chucky's Haitian barbecue. And where is PETA? Where's PETA in all of this? Where are the people for ethical treatment of animals? Well, they're leftists. They're hardcore, most of the time liberals, not all. But where are they with the disappearing of all of these little animals? Then there's another meme with a cat hugging a kitten, or one cat hugging another cat. Please vote for Trump so Haitian immigrants don't eat us. Then out of Springfield, Ohio, Haitians eat everything. Pandemonium has happened. Cats, dogs, ducks, geese just want to live together peacefully. not like us. Please save us, Trump. Vote for Trump. A little cat holding a sign. Please save us, Trump. Another little puppy. Vote for Trump. Then Benny Johnson shows a little pug staring at the camera. Don't eat me. So these are the... Trump has caused another storm. And this time, David Muir is eating crow. The Haitians are eating cats and dogs, geese and ducks. But he's eating crow. David Muir, a twit. He's an ignoramus. But don't forget, David Muir of ABC and Lindsay Davis of NBC are globalists. They're globalists. They are paid for by ABC, but they've been trained by the United Nations. United Nations and the machine . Where's PETA? So Trump on international television talks about the Haitians eating animals. Everybody laughs. Some of the Republicans, some of the Trump crowd, they were upset. Some of the hosts down in Denver were upset because he would say something like this to just throw dirt on the mud on the Republican voters. No, this was a brilliant move by Trump. This was brilliant. Was this part of his strategy? Everything Trump does is part of a strategy. And he wanted this country to know who has been allowing these immigrants to come into this country illegally without being vetted. And now we know. Now, you know, people love pets. They love their little critters. And now the little critters are voting for Trump. Vote for Trump. We want to live. Vote for Trump. We don't want the Haitians to eat us. So that even the little pets are now voting for Trump. The cats, the dogs, the ducks, the geese, Donald Duck, Tweety Bird, Sylvester the cat. These little creatures are all voting for Donald Trump. Save us from the Haitians. We want to live. We don't want to be eaten. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Need pain relief? Gresca's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
Yeah, so all Trump, but Trump, he played his cards right on that one. Now even the cartoon characters, Tweety, Sylvester, Bugs Bunny, Foghorn Leghorn, what was the little Sparrowhawk? I can't remember his name. That Foghorn Leghorn was always talking to. You have all these people, all these little cartoon characters. So even the cartoon characters are voting for Trump. Wile E. Coyote. What were the two Tasmanian Devil is even voting for Trump. And the two crows, I forget their names. All the cartoon characters are voting for Donald Trump. And they're hiding from the Haitians. David Muir is eating crow. Lindsay Davis, his partner in crime, they are really catching the heat now. Their ratings are going to drop like a rock. David Muir, what a ignoramus. He thinks he really feels that this debate just put him in the spotlight. Oh, it did. It did. He's a little man. Now, that was on the serious note. Now we'll go to, we'll just go to a less serious topic. And that topic is BRICS. People have avoided, especially in this country, they've not avoided, they don't know about BRICS. They don't understand BRICS. They don't understand a multipolar world group of nations. They don't understand a new international world order. The American people, they've had a blackout. And who has caused the blackout in this country? Mainstream media. And mainstream media is nothing different than or is equal to Adolf Hitler's propaganda machine that began in the mid-30s all the way to the beginning of World War II. The propaganda machine, keeping the American, what you do is you keep the American people blind, dumbed down, and believing a lie. The nations of the world right now, especially Europe, and the Five Eyes nations, or the additional Four Eyes nations, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, England, these nations, they understand very well, they understand what BRICS means. They have studied it, they have watched it. This is out of Hal Turner Radio Show. This is yesterday. After recent rumblings surfaced of how many nations would embrace the impending BRICS pay system, the bloc has confirmed 159 participants are set to adopt the new payment system. The economic alliance system is poised to hit the ground when it is launched. And it could be, well, let me continue. This is out of Hal Turner Radio Show, September 11th. All eyes are on when the launch will take place. Many surmise it would be announced at this year's summit, the 2024 summit. It would set to go live in what would be a groundbreaking unveiling. When this happens, the bloc has already noted that presently there is a long line of entities ready to embrace it. Now, I'll interject this. These nations know what is coming with the new economic system in the Five Eyes nations, the unipolar West, through the SWIFT monetary network, exchange network. They know what's coming. If they are forced into that network, they will be controlled. Like your bank account, if you get sideways with this administration, your bank account can be seized. You can't, no transactions and no access to what is needed to pay your bills. This is major. And the American people don't know what's going to hit them. They don't know. This is as major as a shift in the magnetic poles. But this shift is lateral in the economic, a shift in an economic pole or a SWIFT network, unipolar world nations, and the multipolar world nations that are as quickly as possible working to bring about the triggering of this system. The United States has been working feverishly to get the SWIFT network and the new CBDC, the Central Bank Digital Currency Network systems, in place. They're there, but they can't trigger them yet because there are too many. It's not ready. Just not ready. You don't send the ship out to sea until the hole is completely sealed. This is major. This is why the United States of America, I'm telling you, is going to war in 2025 with the nations of the world. What nations am I speaking of? The BRICS nations, the five powerhouses in the BRICS system, and all of the other nations that will join BRICS. This is an enemy. This is a threat to America's national security. This is breaking the stranglehold of the Rockefeller family on the nations. This is major. There's a polar shift. We are in the midst of a great polar shift right now, economic polar shift. And the world is unaware. America, the American people are unaware. Empire the Rockefeller family has seized, along with the British powers in England, they have seized media. Back in 1909, they have owned media. Time Magazine, Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report, Atlantic Monthly, Public Broadcasting, NPR, PBS, you name it. What was the one? World Free Radio in Europe. No, there's no worldwide free radio in Europe during World War I and World War II and to the present day. No, this is all owned by the Rockefeller family in the United States and powers in Europe, Rothschilds. The war is at war, the world is at war, yes, with nations, but nations that are owned by families. It's in the Bible. Egypt, it was an empire, but the empire was ruled by family, pharaohs. Babylon the Great, ruled by families, Nebuchadnezzar and his son, Belshazzar. America has been ruled by families. England, families. French, families. Spain, families. China, dynasties, families. Russia, families. And the world, the people of America don't understand. I'm going to get to another article in a little while. I'll read you the headline, but I want to finish this thought. It's important. And we don't see what's happening in Europe because we're focused on the U.S. We are pretty much self-centered. Now, in Europe, if I can find the article, until I'm hunting for it, England is cavitating. England is on the brink of complete, total... They are, as a nation, they are collapsing. And man, I cannot find that article I want to talk about. So I will just continue with my thought. Now, I'm going to present something to you that you may not understand. It's okay. You don't need to understand what I'm going to say. You just wait. The BRIC nations, the multipolar world nations, the new international world order, these nations know something that the world doesn't know to a degree. This election, they know, is extremely important. Who wins this election is going to change the course of history. In a negative way, in a diabolical, negative, draconian way. And they know that should there be a coup in this country, I basically believe they know who is going to come out and is going to rise to the top. Are you ready? You don't have to understand what I'm saying. Just don't ever forget it. Barack Obama. They know who has been in the shadows for the last 8 years. They know. The nations understand. The American people, no. We're into buying cars, investing, buying a home, fixing it up, selling it. We're into pleasure. We're into life. We're into comfort. We're into leisure. We're into everything except what is important. But not the nations of the world, not the leaders and the prime ministers and the presidents of the nations. They know, should there be a coup, they know who is going to, you know, the cream rises to the top. But I don't mean that in a positive way. And this matter of, and this is why they are racing to get their new system, financial system. They're racing to have that system ready and in place, because they know if they don't get it in, set it in place, it is going to cost them for decades and centuries to come. The Present Truth with Rodriguez.
I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for: positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Feeling stressed? Struggling to unwind after a long day? Discover MyKind CBD, your natural path to relaxation and relief.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show, Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine. I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Join Craig James and countless others who have discovered the benefits of MyKind CBD. Visit 1360khnc.com and click the shop button today and start your journey to a more relaxed, balanced life. MyKind CBD, nature's best, just for you.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 1, the Present Truth Program. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com and nightly 6 to 7, week to the weeknights, 6 to 7. The first hour is on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. You know, the American people, we are, from within, we see things from within. looking out. And the nations of the world are looking at us from a distance objectively, and they see things we don't see. They see our madness. They see how we are, all of us have ADHD or post-traumatic stress or some kind of a 3 to 5 letter word or mental sickness. I remember, I think I was in fourth grade. I think I was like 9 years old. And I have an aunt, and she brought over some nice little winter or fall jackets. And there was this one that was yellow and had a hood on it. And it had on the cuffs, it had little flowers embroidered, like little, I don't know what they were. And on the collar, a few little flowers. And I would wear that thing to school. And the weirdest thing about it is the buttons were backwards. And I could never figure out, whoever put this thing together, they put them backwards. The buttons are backwards. Well, then, I don't know. I came home one day and I had that on, and my sister, she goes, "Why are you wearing that?" I said, "Well, I like it." She goes, "What's wrong with you? That's a girl's jacket." I said, "What?" She goes, "Yeah, that's a girl's jacket." I said, "No, it ain't." She goes, "Yes, it is. See the buttons? They're backwards." I thought, oh, well, I hope for the next week or next couple of days, I hope no one understood what that jacket was. I was wondering why it had all the little flowers on it. That's America. We're wearing a yellow jacket with a lot of little flowers, and we don't know that it is, you know, if you're male, it's a woman's jacket. Now, it's okay for women to wear male's jackets, but not vice versa. Well, I can't even say that anymore because one of those psychological, we are brain damaged. The nations of the world are in panic. They're hoping Trump comes back. I know you don't believe me. The bankers in England are hoping Donald Trump. Politico, of all places, Politico. Britain's bankers want Donald Trump back. Trump's most laissez-faire stance on finance could, in theory, make it easier to access the U.S. market. They want our market. In the 2016 election, Trump was wild and unpredictable, and some in the city of London, shrug at the potential chaos another Trump term could bring. But the whispering is the city of London wants Trump back. You could have a benign attitude in the White House, said a senior UK financial lobbyist granted anonymity to speak freely. You could have a White House that may want to have a less restrictive regulatory framework for financial services, which might indirectly engender more financial flows across the Atlantic. The bankers want Trump back. England is in trouble financially. They want trade. We're sending them gas at a higher price, natural gas, liquid gas. They want Trump back. They know that the trade is going to be beneficial to us and to them. And the nations of the world, going back to the article out of Hal Turner radio show. Earlier this year, the BRICS bloc announced the creation of a blockchain-based payment platform. It would redefine the collective's global economic standing. Moreover, it would compete with some of the largest payment systems worldwide. That includes the Western-dominated SWIFT system. Now the BRICS group confirmed that 159 participants will adopt the new payment system. Indeed, Russian officials verified the number in a recent correction, according to a Yahoo report. Although previous statements rumored 160 countries, well, it was really 159. Big deal. Would be involved, 160 would be involved. The number was clarified in a subsequent report. So they had to delete one nation. The payment system is crucial to the bloc's ongoing, here it is, here's the death knell, the word that American, this administration hates, de-dollarization efforts. It will provide participating countries with an avenue to trade in local currencies. Therefore, it will greatly enhance how these nations settle trade, ultimately decreasing international necessity for the U.S. greenback. Why the exodus from the dollar? Putin said that the financial and political authorities of the United States are pushing this process forward with their not just careless, but unprofessional and stupid actions. You see, the United States doesn't want to so much trade as control and own, rule over the nations. And Putin is saying, the U.S. doesn't want to just trade. The U.S. wants to control. I think that they already understand that they made a mistake, but they simply cannot get out of this rut. It is probably no longer very convenient for them to admit that they made a mistake. They forced America, the United States, we have forced these other nations to go to another, to other different systems. They don't want to use, and they're not going to use the SWIFT system. Vladimir Putin, I'm going to talk at some point during this program about the three great men of our time. I'll mention their names right now. Donald Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu, and Vladimir Putin. Xi, no, but these three. And I'll tell you why. So why are they moving out? Because we forced them out. They're tired of American sanctions. They're tired of the United States keeping the Damocles sword at their net, at their throat. I'll be back. The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez. America'sFreedomNetwork.com.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
And you know, it, in what I present, it may be, you know, really disturbing that this is going to take place, that it's going to happen, but what can we do? We have to psychologically prepare, and that comes through seeking the Lord Jesus. Not any other Lord, only Him. There are many gods out there, many demons, many fallen angels, many powers. The Lord Jesus is God Himself. He's the only one that can help us. He's the Prince of Peace. He's Counselor. He's the Mighty God. He's the Eternal Father. The nations, I'm telling you, they know something's afoot. They know. We in this country, we're maybe treating this election too delicately. For those that, I'm not saying you should vote, shouldn't vote, not talking about that. Most people have just tuned out. They shouldn't tune out. When you're in the middle of a, when you see, I have a friend that just, there was an Okinawa at the end of World War II. He was 19 years old, and he was shipped over. He got there, turned around, the war ended, and he was shipped back. He said they were on the way back, and all of a sudden, they get an alert on the ship, locked down, everybody goes to quarters, everybody's got to go to quarters and shut down everything. Nobody could leave. You couldn't even go eat. You had to stay right there, go to the bathroom in your own stool. You couldn't travel throughout the ship. And there were thousands of troops on that ship. No one knew why. And he said one thing about the military, they don't tell you a thing. You don't know anything. You don't know if you're going to hit in a minefield. You don't know if you're under attack by Japanese ships. You don't have any idea. And he said, we're sitting there in this little cabin, in this little, well, just a steel room with bunk beds. And he said, everybody's wondering what's going on. And he said, some guy went over and got a, they had a glass and filled it three quarters full and set it on the floor. And he just sat there staring at it. Everybody's wondering, what's he doing? And he just kept watching the water in the glass began to rock back and forth and would come higher on one side, go down, raise to the other side, and he just kept getting higher and higher. And after about 3 hours, I mean, he said it was almost to the point where this water was going to spill out of the glass. They'd had an earthquake. It triggered a tsunami or a tidal wave. And they were steering into it. And they didn't want to panic the soldiers, so they don't say a word. But the old guy, he was probably, I think, I can't remember the friend's name. Oh, what is his name? He said, this old guy knew what was going on. He said, well, they're not going to tell us, but we just went through a tidal wave. And then another big wave and another big wave. And then finally the major waves and then they started to settle down, some of them. There was only a few. But that's what's happening in America. The press is not telling the American people the dollar is being destroyed by the nations of the world. And the nations of the world have been warned that if you do this, you are going to be punished by empire. Empire, not the European nations. They're powerless. These European nations and their armies, they're like high school football, junior high football. No. The gorilla is the United States. But now you have many other nations that are more like chimpanzees. To collectively, they can put a hurt on the gorilla. And that's what they're going to do. That's what they are doing. And the way they're doing it is through what I'm reading to you out of Hal Turner Radio Talk Radio Show. BRICS confirms 159 participants are going to adopt a new global payment system, isolating the U.S. dollar. This is why the United States is going to war in 2025. This is why American youth are going to be forced to register for the draft again. It's happening right. We're wearing a yellow coat that buttons up backwards. We're sitting watching a bowl of water on the floor on a ship, and the water is raising on one side, then raising on the other. We're in the middle of a major tsunami, a massive tidal wave, a financial tidal wave that is going to hit this world. And everybody's wondering, well, what about these markets? You know, the financial markets, why this and that and that? It's because of Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, India, Brazil, South Africa. It takes five of these chimpanzees to take care of gorilla. We're the gorilla. They're the chimpanzees. And don't think that chimpanzees aren't tough. Oh, my goodness. These things, as they get older, they're more aggressive. They're violent. And I'm telling you, they're smart. America, we're watching the doom of this country. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and pack we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the
road. To understand even more clearly what is happening, the foreign ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova, quote, many countries are seeking membership in BRICS because they are tired of the hidden and sometimes open aggression of the United States and are looking for new forms of cooperation. And they're not getting it with the U.S. They're having to look for these forms of cooperation with each other. Continuing, the world is tired of American attacks and is voting for a different form of relationship. Many nations would like to keep building ties on the principle of international law. But since Washington, like some kind of maniac from its own Hollywood movie, destroys everything with either a lawnmower, a saw, or some kind of an axe. Freddy Krueger, you know who I'm talking about. The world is forced to look for a new form of interaction, and they have found it. And guess who did it? Guess who had the brilliant, brilliant plan and the vision, even more powerful than the vision of the Rockefellers for our time, I should say. The Rockefeller vision, which they received from Cecil B. Rhodes. His vision, Cecil Rhodes' vision, a white world ruled hegemony. And the English made him tame it down to a English-speaking world hegemony. And that vision was passed on to John D. Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller Jr., and then the five boys, just like Five Eyes Nations, you had the five boys, the five Rockefeller boys, Winthrop, Morgan, David, Nelson, and did I say Winthrop? Lawrence. These five boys carried the vision that was given to them, presented to them by their father, Jr., John Jr., David Jr., who received the vision from Cecil Rhodes. And that vision, world hegemony. And eventually it switched to America, American world hegemony. A Rockefeller world hegemony. And Putin, brilliantly understood it. And he has triggered something that they cannot be stopped. And I've got to continue and present that to you in the next hour. So join me for hour two in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, America's Freedom Network. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts both hours. I'll return.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and